Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the California Angels, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires bunts towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Ford goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Angels, 1. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 2-1, Angels. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew bunts towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Hobson moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 0 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Downing moves to second. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lozinski moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Lozinski moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lozinski scores. Bernazard scores. There goes Morrison trying to get to second. Clark throws the ball into Burleson, who relays the ball to Gritch, who tags Morrison for the out. It's 3-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Downing and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Squires moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to third. Fisk moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Baines reaches second base with a double. Squires scores. Fisk scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch misplays the ball. That's an error on Gritch. Bernazard moves to third. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Almone takes first base on ball 4. Morrison moves to second. John DeAquisto now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a pop-up towards short. Almone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing moves to third. Clark moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive towards short. Almone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields the ball and throws to DeAquisto covering. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morrison bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Almon hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Lemon scores. Bernazard moves to third. Almon moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. Almon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almon scores. It's 10-2, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Squires moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lozinski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Lozinski reaches second base with a double. Squires scores. Fisk goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Downing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Koontz. Downing reaches second base with a double. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's 12-3 White Sox. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gritch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Downing scores. It's 12-4, White Sox. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Angels 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Freddie Patek now playing second base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards second. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Essien now catching. Wayne Nordhagen now playing left field. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Greg Pryor now playing second base. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Angels 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almon moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almon moves to third. Koontz moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Essien reaches second base with a double. Almon scores. Koontz scores. Squires goes all the way around to score. It's 15-4, White Sox. Luis Sanchez now pitching. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Luzinski. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Angels 4. the Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and California Angels, 4. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.